Congress is weighing in on compensating college athletes. The Senate held its first ever hearing on it this week, and some lawmakers pressed the NCAA to do something before there are scattershot laws from states. Here's the Democrat Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
The NCAA is late to this game. The present state of college sports is exploitive.
Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, we know California passed a law last year that gives broad endorsement rights to players. Other states considering similar bills. Is that why Congress is getting involved?
Yes, yes, that's precisely why. And the NCAA is more or less open to it, because if there are 25 laws, if there is a patchwork of laws, then there is a question as to what the rules of the organization can be. And in life other than sports, when California makes a law, it's very important. And often they could get industry to adhere to its laws just because it's the biggest state and has the most customers. And that's also true with the NCAA, the most colleges, the most college students, the biggest population. So the NCAA doesn't want 25, and that's how many states are considering bills right now, 25 different laws. They don't want some schools to be in a state with no law allowing students to get paid. They're very worried that could lead to a competitive imbalance. But they also are, I think, quite worried that California would lead the way on this, because they have one of the most generous or liberal proposals in terms of what the student athletes could get.
Well, in fact, some lawmakers were complaining, you know, all athletes will go to California, you know, if that's where they know they can get it. And I'm learning about something called the NIL. This is names, images, and likenesses. This is where, you know, they get these rights to have some compensation for those things. So what is the NCAA doing in response?
Well, they were reluctant to ever give or allow their athletes to get any money, even the cost. I mean, for years, the athletes weren't even getting the full cost of going to school. They'd get their scholarships and their tuition paid for, but there are other costs of living. And this is why some student athletes talked about, you know, going hungry or having to stretch the bucks to buy a pizza. What the NCAA is realizing is that the boat has sailed on some form of compensation, and they just don't want it to sail so far that they can't see it from the harbor. They don't want to get the compensation ball rolling so out in front of them that they have no way to retain what essentially is a cartel of free labor. This one small carve out for a way the labor can be paid, that's something that they're acquiescing to right now.
Well, just to be clear, so when everybody's pushing the NCAA to do something, if they do something, does that, you know, trump the California law? I mean, how does that work?
Right. Under law, a national law, this is just like other statutes, a national law would have controlling power over state laws.
Right.
And the other thing, and the other important thing to know about all of this, is the NCAA is trying to hold on to its extremely lucrative business. But I don't see any experts saying this is a final step.
Yeah.
And the NCAA worries, the old camel nose in the tent and all that. The NCAA worries that this will destroy what they call amateurism. But the advocates of college athletes don't worry about that. I think they see it as inevitable that this billion-dollar enterprise will have to give something more than crumbs to the people who fuel it.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.